I'm all about bringing the power back to you. You are the power. You are the creator. You are beyond powerful, and everything responds to you. That's how I like to think of it. So in my perspective, for example, crystals, they respond to you. They respond to your energy. Tarot cards, they don't hold the power. They respond to your energy. Everything is responding to your energy, whether you think of that as like an energetic frequency, vibration, a reflection of your mind. I don't know. I don't care what you think of it as. That's up to you. But everything is responding to you at all times. Because if you think about it, without us, what is there? What is there? It all starts with us. So when we look through this lens, we could look at everything in our outside world. So I want you to think of your eyes like the window, and you're looking out the window into this outside world, this outside reality. That's your 3D physical reality that you can see. We could consider that as a response to us. So everything we can see in front of us is simply just a response to our energy, our alignment, our unconscious beliefs. And it's like by looking at our outside world, we can get feedback of our thoughts. We can look at our reality. We can look through that window and think, this is interesting. This could be a reflection of what I believe in my belief system, what's going on inside of me, my alignment, my energy, my vibration, my frequency, my whatever. But it could be a reflection of me, of what's going on internally. Our energetic state, our inner mind. And although this could feel a bit disappointing or a bit disheartening if you're looking through the window of your life and you're like, okay, that's a bit shit. I want to invite you into thinking today, well, this is actually good news. This realization, this perspective, should you wish to look through this lens with me, it is a good thing. Because if you've created what's in front of you, it means you can create again, but different and better. And that's like taking responsibility as the creator of your life, bringing the power back to you, owning the weird stuff that might have happened and might have manifested into your life that really isn't what you wanted or intended, owning some of the mess. And then owning the messiness of maybe who you are and owning that and taking responsibility for that. And the thing is with this, looking through the perspective that you could be the creator of your reality and your outer world could be a reflection of what's going on in your inner world, I want you to remember that there's also a lag time. So let's say you've been in your current reality for a long, long time. What you are looking at right now, it's not changing. It hasn't changed for a long time. And you're getting a bit frustrated because you're doing all the things and it's not shifting. It's not changing. I want to invite you into thinking that it might be because you've been feeling the same way. And you've been thinking the same thoughts, because we know a lot of our thoughts are repeated from the day before, and the day before, and the day before. So if you've been through this cycle of feeling a similar type of way, of thinking a similar type of way for a length of time, perhaps it's been a number of years, your physical 3D could be reflecting that back to you still, continuously, because that's been your default state of being for so long. So if you begin to shift your thoughts, you begin to shift your state, you begin to rewire your beliefs, the stuff that you see in your 3D, it's still catching up because of that lag. Because your 3D, it takes time to catch up with the mental plane. And that 3D reality is still running off that old program. So you could shift your thoughts, shift your state, feel amazing, forget all the old ways of thinking and be a whole new person. You could do that. But if you've been thinking shitty thoughts for a while and feeling a type of way for a while, even though you've made a huge shift and a huge change internally, the outer world is still reflecting that old pattern. And the outer world needs to catch up with the new version of you, your new way of being and thinking. And where this catches people out is that people change, they shift, they create amazing transformations internally. They forget that their outer world is still catching up and it's still running off the old program because there's a lag. And then over time, their outer world is still on that lag and still running on that old program. They end up getting pissed off. Of course. Of course it's going to piss you off. If you created a massive shift and still nothing's changing in your outer world, of course you're going to get pissed off. Of course you're going to feel ground down. But it's in that moment where you get to choose and remember, am I going to slip back into that old default way of being and thinking? And this is just going to override any new thoughts and feelings and creations and manifestations that were coming, and the 3D was just catching up, but you didn't realize because it wasn't catching up quick enough to the shift you experienced inside. So you just slipped back into an old cycle. And it's very easy for that to happen, because if you've been running off a program that's been running for 15 years or 20 years, and then you change it and you live in your mind a new reality for 2 weeks and you create an incredible shift in your mind, in your energetic state for 2 weeks, well, that's 15 years of programming happening in your reality. That doesn't mean that things take the equal amount of time to change, because we know quantum leaps happen. Things change very quickly. But it does mean that that outer world has to catch up with your new energetic state. So are you willing to trust that that outer world is catching up? And even though nothing's shifting in your reality, you know the old programming is just ending, or are you going to slip back to the default way of being and back into that old cycle? Because you have no idea what is being reorganized in the 3D reality. You don't know who needs to be reorganized, what needs to be reorganized, what's being recalibrated to you. There is so much being orchestrated behind the scenes that you don't have to deal with, thank goodness. All you need to do is be the creator, create, understand that what you're seeing through the window out into your outer world, that's got a lag. That's going to take more time. It's more dense than your thoughts and your vibration and your frequency. That's very light. So, of course, that's going to take more time to shift. Plus, more things need to be orchestrated in order to create the physical reality that you desire. But how long are you willing to wait? Not many people are willing to wait. Many, many people will lose the faith, lose the trust. But I invite you to ignore your 3D, ignore your physical reality, ignore what you're seeing. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done. I know that. But know if you're doing the work, if you're shifting, if you are reprogramming your mind, your belief system, and you are shifting into a new way of being, your outer world will reflect that. It has to. So your outer world could be a reflection of your inner world, your predominant default state of being, your predominant thoughts, your belief system, what you believe to be true for you, and what you believe you are worthy and deserving of as well. I believe that plays a huge part in what is in your physical reality, what you can see in front of you, and how you are able to manifest. And the life that you are experiencing now could be feedback of what's happening internally. So if you want to know what's going on inside of you in terms of beliefs, thoughts, feelings, self-worth, just look through the window. Look through your eyes. Look in your reality. What's going on? What's going on in your relationships? What's going on with your business, with your career, with your finances, with your friendships, with everything? What's going on? If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was, and now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. And what's happening internally is that concoction of thoughts, feelings, sensations, beliefs, unconscious beliefs, desires, secret desires, all the things. It's like a recipe and you put them all together and this chemical reaction takes place and that's what's manifesting in your reality. But you can see when we think of it like that, like you're a concoction of all this stuff. When you add a different ingredient to that recipe, the outcome is going to change. What you see in your reality is going to change. And just like when you're baking a cake and you're putting all of the ingredients in a mixing bowl, and the ingredients are your thoughts, your beliefs, your desires, your unconscious desires, everything's going in this mixing bowl and you're mixing it all up. Well, you're going to have a bowl of liquid and like mush, because things don't just happen instantly. You then take that bowl of ingredients, you put it in the oven, and you're going to let it bake for however long it needs to bake, and then it's going to change form. And by you expecting to create one shift or one breakthrough internally, and then for things to instantly change, which things can change very quick, we know that, but for the most part, if you are shifting your life, you are shifting a lot of stuff, you got to bake it. That stuff's got to bake. Put it in the oven. Don't just mix it all in your mixing bowl and expect there to be a cake ready for you. No, it's got to cook. It's got to be at the perfect temperature. It's got to be for the perfect time. And you will get the result. You will get the cake. And should you add different ingredients, you're going to get a slightly different cake at the end of it. But it's still going to take a bit of time for that concoction to turn into something in your physical 3D. Everything is responding to you and your energy, your frequency, your vibration, the ingredients that is you. And those ingredients are not set in stone. They can always be changed. And then the output is always going to be different. But it all starts with understanding that default state you are in for the most part. And you can do that by looking at your outer world and what this is showing about what you might believe to be true for you in your life, in your relationship, in your finances, because everything is responding to you. So let's look at money as an example. Money as an energy, it's a resource and it's responding to you. If your relationship with money right now isn't great, it's not serving you, could a part of that be because of your energy, thoughts and feelings and sensations and beliefs about money? So if you are struggling to get clients now and you're doing all the right things and the clients don't seem to be coming, could there be something in you that isn't confident about your services? Could there be something in you that isn't comfortable having that money? Could there be something in you that feels like, well, life can't be that good. You can't just have a business and clients and money and all the things and it all just works. Could there be anything in you going on where you are available for the struggle, for the stress, for holding back, for being the poor old you? Because if that's the ingredients that's going on internally, what cake are you going to get at the end of it? And that cake and your feedback in your reality and your results and what you're seeing, that's information for you that there might be something that would be good to shift, rewire, change an ingredient in the recipe. Knowing that when our energy changes, when that ingredient changes and something shifts and you're doing something different, yes, there's a lag time whilst everything catches up and you're putting that cake in the oven. But ultimately, if you're putting something different in that cake, the outcome is going to be different because everything's responding to that and your physical reality will catch up. And when you trust that, that gives you even greater power because you know that what you believe, what's going on internally, that's going to reflect in your outer world. It's going to reflect in the opportunities you see. It's going to reflect in what you notice. What's going on inside changes what's going on the outside. So if in your life right now, if things aren't quite how you want them, I want you to get really, really honest. Are you getting anything from the outcome not being how you want it to be? Is there anything you're gaining? Is there something somewhere down the line that your mind created a meaning around that might stop you from progressing? And yeah, you might need to be more honest with yourself than you have been before, but bringing these things up to the light is the best way to eliminate them because you're shining a light on them. They can't exist in the light. And you can address them, get them shifted, and you can start living better. So if there's anything that comes up and you've tried shifting it before and you can't seem to shift it, I also want you to know that you're not always expected to make these shifts on your own. Deep, deep rooted beliefs and blocks that you might have, which we all have, it's not always your job or your responsibility to create a deep shift at a deep level. That's when you would book in a session with me and I would do it for you. I always put a link in the show notes. I do a free discovery call, but I want you to know that whatever is going on in your life right now, whatever you're seeing through that window, whatever cake is coming out the oven, I want you to know that's not the way it always has to be for you. It can change. It can always change. You know, nothing is permanent. Your funky ass weird beliefs that you've had and were formed when you were little and you didn't know any different, that stuff, it's not permanent. It can all change. It all starts with you. You can do the inner work. Just make sure the inner work that you're doing is actually useful because there's a lot of stuff out there that will lead you spiraling down. It will have you putting labels on yourself. And then all of a sudden, you've got a new identity of being a procrastinator or of being codependent or being attached or what. I don't even know what the fuck. These labels are not helpful. You don't need to be putting labels on yourself because you're not that and it's not you. Okay, so if you're gonna do the inner work, make sure you're being selective in what inner work you're actually doing and where you're learning and who you're learning from, because we want you to be lifted up and not spiraling down. If you come and work with me, I'll be lifting you up and away from the shit, not down into it. I hope you loved this episode. We're on this journey and it gets to change. We're doing it, me and you, in my G-Wagon. I love you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. Before you go, if you have a business and you want to unlock your business's full potential in under a minute, go and take my Breakthrough Your Business Blocks quiz now. you'll uncover what's been holding you back from your next level of success. And you'll receive a free tool to transform your limitations into liberations. Go and take the quiz now. The link is in the show notes, and let's activate your next business breakthrough.